finally home. Oh, I apologize for my absence. I know it was the longest I've ever been away from you. It will not happen again. I swear. Here you are, Galatea. What have I been thinking? Why would Aphrodite herself grant me anything at all? No. The goddess of love surely feels no remorse for me. And why should she? I have given her no reason to favor me. Up until this night, I have given her nothing. No offerings, no prayers. And the only shred of love in my heart is for you, my own creation. More for someone, well, something that could never love me back. Or, oh, you feel so strange. You feel almost warm. No, it must be me. I've had too much to drink. That wine must have been stronger than I thought. I should get some rest and recuperate from the celebrations if I ever want to be well enough to work tomorrow. But before I forget, there, painted silk, just for you, my creation. I found it at the market today. It does not quite match your beauty, but it was as close as I could get. Let me just place it around your shoulders. Your skin. It's not just warm. It's soft, supple even. And the color, no longer paler of ivory, you have a glow, as if you have been blessed with the briefest taste of the springtime sun, blessed by Apollo himself. But this is impossible. I have spent nearly every evening with you since I made you, and you have never looked like this before. You have never felt like this before, almost as if you are alive. Oh! 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 Are you all right? I have you. You are safe in my arms. Galatea, look at you. My prayers have been answered. Aphrodite has blessed you in more ways than one. Oh, by her grace, you are alive. You're alive. I can't believe it. And you are real. Do you know who I am? Who I am to you? I am your creator. Yes, I created you. I carved you with my own two hands, though I cannot say I am responsible for your current state. I prayed for a woman of your likeness. I certainly never expected the real thing. And you look exactly as you did when you were made of ivory, with a few changes, of course. Of course. Come, sit down. Are you feeling all right and stiff? And I'll get you something to wear. There. Let me wrap this around you. Surely it is more substantial than that flimsy silk. Ah. Tell me, how are you feeling? Ah, yes, I can imagine how strange it all must feel. Your rigid form has given way to such a gentle, yielding body. You have the body and flesh of a living woman, but I'm curious, how far back does your memory stretch? You recall everything. You are conscious of it all? Oh my, you truly are an extraordinary creature, and by that logic, you must know how I consider you. Surely you must have gathered my fixation with you. How could you not? My feelings for you run far deeper than mere mortal love, especially now. Even the muses could not possibly describe the bond we share, gifted as they are. I truly hope that you can learn to love me. Maybe you already do. Oh, I see that you wish to explore my form. I do not mind. My flesh is similarly pliable, but perhaps not as smooth as your own. You would like to feel my touch? Of course. Your face is probably a good place to start. It is strange, yet delightful to see the rosy glow in your cheeks, the stars in your eyes, your hair like corn silk draped over your shoulders, cascading down your back. I had become so accustomed to you as you were. All of this feels more like a dream than reality. I truly owe our dear goddess a debt of gratitude. You can take my hands. Move them wherever you are. Desire my touch. They are yours to do with as you please. You like my fingers? Yes, they are calloused and dry, the consequence of my work. Do you like the rough friction on your skin? Over your breasts. You want my hands here? Oh yes, these breasts are softer than the rest of you. Oh yes, except for the tips, of course. That tends to happen when they are caressed. Do you like how this feels? My wandering hands squeezing and tugging your nipples, feeling them poke out between my fingers as your breasts swell under my touch. Massaging every part of your breasts, giving each inch I find a gentle embrace, feeling your sweet nipples pucker and harden. You'll find that there are places on your body that are particularly sensitive. Your breasts being one, well, two, and you are surely appreciating that sensitivity now. Even in the short time I have known you as you are, I can tell. Your delicate budding nipples are only too eager for my touch. Only my touch. What do you mean? A tickling feeling? Where? Oh, you needn't worry about that. That place between your thighs is yet another sensitive spot. Would you like my hands there? Bring them there, and I will demonstrate. Spread your thighs apart for me. Let me take your hands and show you how to pleasure yourself properly. Do you feel how swollen you are? How your lips are so soft and pliable to your touch? Stroke them gently. Just run your fingers between them. Yes, like that. It feels nice, does it not? Yes, there is a sort of cavity there. Well, in a sense, something does belong there, I suppose. Take your forefinger. No, just one, and press it in gently, not too deep. It should feel wet and slick around you. Yes, you are quite warm now, molten, ready to overflow. It feels too tight. That's all right. It will loosen. When you feel it grow slicker and loosen, you can push that finger in deeper. In the meantime, take your other hand and bring your fingers up a little more. Do you feel that? The little bead? Stroke it with that hand. Small circles over it, not too forceful. Rub it lightly. It responds so eagerly to your touch, doesn't it? And feel how your cunt contracts around your fingers with each stroke. Oh, the tickling feeling has intensified. That is expected. Nothing to worry about. Keep going. Take the finger inside you, uncurl the tip upwards towards me. Oh, I apologize. I should have warned you about that. Another special spot that requires your attention. Continue that motion for me. Stroke yourself. Extract every pulsing wave of pleasure from your body. Keep going. Close your eyes if you would like. Focus on the building tension in your belly, the deepest parts of you contracting and waiting for release. The dripping, not to worry about that. I quite like to see it. Why? because it means that you are becoming aroused by my instructions, which will make our night far more pleasurable for both of us. And because it is sweeter than ambrosia. Yes, I would like to taste it. You will enjoy it as well, I promise. May I? Feel my tongue. Sweet girl, your taste is exquisite. I could spend every day and night worshipping this perfect cunt. Your arousal coating my face and tongue. Even the gods' own ambrosia could not compare to you. And if I suckle here on your little clit, so swollen and tender, it makes you buck and tremble. You have never felt a sensation quite like this, have you? That fiery heat enveloping you. Each caress of my tongue sending you deeper into euphoria. Every swirl of my tongue around your clit. And that pressure is building again, isn't it? Like a dam about to break. That rush of electricity in you, ready to burst. Do not fight it. Don't push it away. Let it rise in you. I do love feeling you squirm around me. Your eyes tightening around my head. Fingers tugging and clasping my hair. As if you cannot exist without my touch. This pleasure can only come from me, from my tongue, my fingers, my cock. Your arousal is mine to give, and I want to give you so much. You're tightening, my sweet. I can feel your grip. Like a vice on me. But I want to feel those shivers for myself. I want you to come around my cock. You will have my tongue another day. For now, I need to bury myself inside you. Lean against this table. Yes, and spread your legs so I can push into you from behind. That's it. Oh, good girl. Oh, my cock is throbbing for you, aching to be inside you. Give it passage. Oh, yes. Oh, all those tender lips giving way to my hard cock. Open up for me, my love. Oh, good girl. It must feel odd to you. Feeling so stretched and pliable. Every sensation is brand new and exciting, isn't it? Oh, feel me throbbing pulse within you. Feel how perfectly we fit together. Oh, completely are filled by me. You are mine. I created you. Oh, Aphrodite may have given you your life, but only to body that I carved with my own two hands. Just take me now. Oh, oh. Can you feel it as I slam into you? Only I can give you the pleasure you crave. And wouldn't Aphrodite herself approve of that? Oh, it is her dominion after all. The goddess of love, why else would she have blessed you so? Blessed you are indeed. No other woman could ever compare to you. Your beauty is unparalleled. The silk and velvet of your skin, your perfectly chiseled lines and curves, and your entire essence, your purity and your grace. You feel me pushing deep inside you now. Oh, yes, yes, I keep up that rhythm. Just hold you onto the table as I spam you from behind. Oh, the delicacy of your taste. It is intoxicating to me. How you like this spot on the back of your neck. I shall have to keep that in mind. Oh, I confess, it is difficult for me to hold back when you squirm so delightfully. Oh yes, you feel so perfect. It feels so good to be inside you. And I hold your hips. And if it becomes too much, I know that your sensation are you. My hand is right there holding you. Oh, squeeze it if you need to. How does that feel? Do you feel the pressure? Oh yes. Good. Good girl. Similar, though the result is a little different. I don't think I can release inside you, on the inside. If you are truly like any other woman. We couldn't risk that, could we? I do not want to burden you with something you are not ready for. Well, we could potentially make a child of our own, one that will grow inside you. Is that what you want? Are you certain? Beloved, you know I only want you to have your heart's desire. Would a child make you happy? Very well then. I will continue. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, you feel so good. I'm so deep inside you. I cannot hold back anymore. Are you ready for me? Good girl. Please say that you are. Are you ready? Are you ready for me to come? And you? Are you ready? Are you ready to explode? Good girl, come around me whenever you would like. Just let go. I am right here behind you. I will take care of you. Tremble and shake for me. I want to feel your rippling around my cock. I will come for you too. Of course I will. I will fill you up, fill you warm with my seed. Oh yes, come for me, my love. Come for me. Come for me now. Yes, that's it. Keep going. Yes, yes, yes. I'm going to. Keep breathing. Slow and deep. I'm right here. I won't let you fall. Give your body a chance to recover. I will keep my cock inside you for now. We would not want any of my seed to spill out of you. Tears? Oh, my love, you have experienced so much tonight. So much. Crying is entirely natural. Let me kiss those tears away. Is that better? Good. I'm glad. My Galatea, how I love you. You have no sense of just how perfect you are. How you shine so brightly among the rabble. Look at me, my love. Turn around now. Hug me. Embrace me. Kiss me. Look into my eyes. I love you so much, my creation. You are perfect. You are perfect just the way you are. You're a unique creation. You are so precious to me. Let me stroke that hair. Let me caress your beautiful face. You are mine. Only mine. Never forget that. My love.